USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling a new Middle East peace plan at the White House. The president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement on Tuesday.
Young people across the Middle East are ready for a more hopeful future, and governments throughout the region are realizing that terrorism and Islamic extremism are everyone's common enemy.
The bodies of all nine victims who died when Kobe Bryant's helicopter crashed are now recovered. The LA Times says the Los Angeles County Coroner confirms all of the remains have been removed from the wrecked helicopter. And Wall Street is rebounding after Monday's bad day. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 187 points to finish at 28,723. The S&P improved by 33 points, and the NASDAQ was up 130 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.